It's Friday, October 2nd, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Sunday, Chinese officials in Zhenjiang province sentenced Christian bookstore owner Chen Yu to 7 years in prison and fined him nearly $30,000 for, quote, illegal business operations, end quote. Communist officials will also confiscate Yu's phone and destroy nearly 13,000 Christian books from his store, as well as hunt down Christians who purchased books from him. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo denounced China's persecution of Christians during a religious liberty symposium in Italy on Wednesday.
Nowhere is religious freedom under assault more than it is inside of China today. That's because, as with all communist regimes, the Chinese Communist Party deems itself the ultimate moral authority. An increasingly repressive CCP, frightened by its own lack of democratic legitimacy, works day and night to snuff out the lamp of freedom, especially religious freedom, on a horrifying scale.
232,200 babies were killed by abortion last year in France, according to the French Directorate of Research, Studies, Evaluation, and Statistics. Most of the abortions were among women aged 20 to 29. France's National Assembly is set to consider a bill next week that would extend abortion access from 12 to 14 weeks of pregnancy. The U.S. Supreme Court begins its new term next Monday with cases that involve religious liberty and health.